Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm going to open the show with four words. Quad. One of the Entercom employees' wives is expecting four at the same time. Whoa, hello there. It is Beach and Company. Let me grab my breath while the singers sing our opening theme.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Okay, Tony, do you know if it's been announced on the station where the man works and his wife is expecting quads?
I have not. I have seen a couple of Twitter congratulations.
Oh, it's Twitter. It's out there then. It's in the internet.
Yeah, that's my guess.
So if we mention it now, it would not be a shocker and we would not be breaking any confidentiality, not if it's been Twittered.
I don't believe we would
get
be.
My lawyer because I'm quads.
That's
quads.
Unbelievable.
That's unreal. Now here, the results are going to be like this. When you find out somebody that you know is having quads, okay? The women, ask him because he knows. I think they were going to announce it in the last hour. It's been
okay,
announced?
Yeah, it is.
All right. It's Jeremy?
Yes.
Is that correct? Good. Oh, I don't want to get that wrong. I can tell you. It'll be different depending on who you're telling that somebody is expecting quads. The women will go, oh, that's wonderful. Quads. How nice. And the guy's going, oh, my God, my life is over. Think about it. It's not only four kids because, you know, enough people have four kids, but they're four kids of the same age, which means you can't do hand-me-downs for clothes. They'll all outgrow their clothes at the same time.
That's right.
And they're the same age. They're going to go to the same things. Their school, if it has a school play or something like that, all of the kids will be at the school. That might be handy. You won't have to go to four. Parent teachers, got to go to four different teachers.
How about when one gets sick, they all get sick,
and that's right. I do congratulate them. It's certainly a very rare event. I think we ought to set up a GoFundMe page.
They're going to need it.
Man, you know how expensive? You know what one pair of anything costs, and that's expensive.
Diapers alone are expensive.
Four, and as I said, you can't even do hand-me-down.
No.
Because it won't fit anybody else unless, you know, one happens to be a much larger or smaller than another one. But I assume they'll be mainly the same. I've never known anybody that's had quads or even twins, let alone and triplets, of course.
Somebody I know has had triplets.
Triplets?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost as bad as quads.
You think about it. I mean, because you have to change and feed every 2 hours with newborns. I can't imagine four.
No, I really can't either. And I assume that there are wonderful moments when they're, you know, 3 or 4 years old and they're outside in the backyard playing and things. You got a candid photo. I mean, that kind of stuff would be very cool.
Sure.
But the rest of it, yikes.
Yeah, oh, man, that's a lot.
Let's go to the movies. Yes, that'll be $400, please. Thank you very much. I mean, yeesh.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. But look at the position he'll be in when he negotiates with Greg. You know, Greg, you can say no to me, but I have quads. Oh, yes, of course. Take here. Here's more. Take a shovel. Get as much as you can while you can. No, we wish them well, but sure. it's not easy. Just buying stuff. Just like cribs. Do you have to buy four cribs?
Wow.
Do you have to buy four walkers? Once you are pregnant, assuming this is the first time you knew it was quads, you might have a room set up with a bed, but you're certain.
How about four baby seats?
Four baby seats? Yeah.
They're not easy to install.
They're not, and they're not easy to get in and get out of either. It takes time.
He's going to need a bigger vehicle.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Maybe take a look at an excursion.
Because until you get to that third seat, you know what? I don't know anybody that has six seats in the first two rows. I don't think you can even get a bench seat with three and make that legal to have a kid in.
Not to mention, if you're just going to visit relatives, what it would take to load up. I mean, I remember for Nick and Samantha loading up. It was like I was moving that day just to go visit somebody with four. That's amazing.
I would bring the children to see a circus because that's what it's like moving from point A to point B. It's like moving a circus.
Let's see, we need four pack and plays.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
And you need at least a three seat, an expedition, something like that. You would need at least that to move around in. And then just going, getting in, getting out, getting things set to go in and get out. Imagine what you have to carry with you.
Oh, no, just, I can't. I don't want to imagine.
You just want to go to Dairy Queen, and you got six. You need cones or something for six.
I think it'd be better just to buy ice cream, put it in your freezer, and make your own cones.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm well beyond that.
Or picture the first birthday, you know, when the baby gets all covered in cake. Now you're going to do four cakes.
Yeah, four cakes. You're going to need a fire permit to light the candles.
You know, big sheet cake.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kids, dive in.
Wow. I mean, it is certainly a different thing, and I imagine has its moments. But I also imagine
take them all for shots.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's exactly right. Take the four to the dentist at the same time. Now I assume that they don't grow up exactly alike, but the key is that they are the same age, and that's one of the things. At least if they were four, but they were spaced out, you could hand me down things which might make it a little cheaper. You already have the crib, the things you would already have. As opposed to getting everything all at once, I would love to be the salesman that waits on them at Babies R Us, if there is such a store.
Babies R Us went out of business. Yeah, it would be Bye Bye Baby.
Oh, is there a Bye Bye Baby?
There is, or Carter's.
Oh, don't tell me about Carter's. I have a traumatic feeling about Carter's. When my wife told me that she was expecting, she said, we've got to go get some things, and I understood that, okay? We went to Carter's. I had never been to Carter's. And there's like 500 little worms all over the place. I had an allergic reaction. I had to get out and sit in the car. I said, get whatever you need. And just wave to me. I don't think we had cell phones then. Just give me a wave and I'll come and pick you up. But I'm not going to stay in there. It gave me the willies.
I hope he's good at putting things together.
That's some assembly required.
Good luck.
Well, he put four together. That's better than the rest of us. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. I've come up with a way to handle the mobility problem if you have quads, okay? One of our employees here is, they announced today, is his wife is expecting, and him, obviously, quads. Four children. Hello, all at the same time. Oh man, here's my idea for mobility. As you pointed out, Tony, when you go, you need strollers and this and car seats and whatever. My suggestion, it's a serious suggestion, is that and they do it on a rotating basis. When you have to go out, it's one parent and two kids. The others stay home because one parent can handle two kids without much of a problem. It's no problem having two car seats in the thing. That's all right, too. And you can handle two. One person can handle two better than two people trying to handle four. You agree with that? So one time, dad takes out child A and B. Mom takes out C and D. Next time, mom goes A and B. Dad goes C and D. And so they all get plenty of time with mom or dad. They all get personal attention paid to them. It doesn't take nearly as long to complete the mission, whatever it is, whether it's going to Chuck E. Cheese or the dentist. And what do you think of that?
I think that's a good idea. It would be a lot of work, you know, with all four at once.
That's the understatement. Buzzy, how would you feel right now if you knew you were married and your wife was expecting quads?
If I found out I was married? No. Well,
that's the worst part for you.
You know, I was telling you off the air, this is the thing. I'm still in that mindset when someone tells me, hey, you know, so-and-so are having a kid. You know, my first thing is to go, oh, sorry, not remembering, yeah, Joe, we're 30. People are purposely having kids now.
Yeah. You ever notice on the ever notice on the pregnancy test commercials when they're testing, they're always positive that, yes, yes, you are pregnant, and they're both so happy about it. I don't know. I don't know if there's a – they ought to do a little truth test on that one. Yes, look, honey, we're expecting – oh, that's fabulous. Now, I'm sure that's part, you know, probably the majority even, but it's not everybody.
I want to see the couple that goes on the Maury Povich show when they look at their birth, at their pregnancy test, and then who's the father?
Yeah, and four people come up, well, no, we said quad children. Tony is looking at us going, I haven't quite been there. I have two, and they're spaced. But, you know, just with two spaced, it's not easy.
Yeah, mine are 5 years apart, and even still, that's
yeah, so you had the advantage of hand down something from their brother or sister, from their brother.
Well, actually, the big help was with Jeannie's cousin, who had a son about a year older than Nick, so all the hand-me-downs that we got from Tyler was huge help.
And it's a huge help, and it saves a lot of time, effort, and money.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, we'd have bags and bags with clothes to go through, and you know, it was a huge help, as I said.
Here it says on the text, how about when they start sports? The cost of gear, if they're only interested in a different sport, how do you get the to the different locations if they're playing at the same thing?
So here's it. Jeremy, good luck if your kids want to play travel anything. Yeah. You will go broke.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, if you look almost any travel, whether it's baseball or hockey, you're looking at over $1,000 per kid.
And with Title IX, it can be man or woman for the children. It won't matter. It's still going to be expensive.
Right. Yeah, travel softball is expensive. Travel girls hockey, it doesn't matter. It's going to cost a lot of money, equipment, ice time, all that fun stuff.
All right, if you had a choice, you know that you're going to have quads. How do you want it broken down as to gender? Boys or girls?
All boys.
You want all boys. Buzzy?
2 and 2, I think, is
two
fair.
Oh, that's fair.
So I love Samantha with all my heart, but I will tell you this, she is a handful.
It doesn't matter what gender, they can be a handful. If I had a choice, I would have four girls. Because all the nice things you hear, yeah, the boys and their fathers go to sports. I get that, okay? But the nice things you hear about girls and dad, there's a special bond there. I would want girls.
Yeah, four screaming girls, good luck with that. That's a big difference. Girls will scream, boys don't.
Do you realize we had the exact mix that covered them all? I would want all girls, you would want all boys, and he would want one and one.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a morning team? Huh? Oh, do we have it together or
got
what?
It covered.
Meanwhile, good luck, Jeremy, and best of luck with the children. Do we know how far along she is? Is it going to be soon or is it going to be later?
I don't know, but I just wish all happiness and good health.
I hope it's in the good weather.
Yeah.
Because if it isn't, you know there'll be a storm the moment you need to get to the hospital. I saw I Love Lucy. I know all about these things. Children add a lot to your life. The one thing children don't add a lot to is TV shows. Well, once they usually the TV show starts, and then it becomes a success and a big success. and they run out of storylines. So some writer comes up with, let's have them have a baby. And everybody goes, yeah. Do you know one show on television that became better when they added a baby? I mean, look at Everybody Loves Raymond. They've got twins and a girl, twin boys and a girl on the show, and they hardly use them at all. They're just there to say they had them, but they're not part of the storyline. And I Love Lucy, maybe it enhanced the storyline because it made a big deal when Lucille Ball was pregnant. It was part of the storyline, and it was good. It was well written. But most of the time, it's not. And most of the time when they go, you go to reruns, you go, ah, oh, they're doing the one with a kid. No, give me something else. Yeah, you guys feel that way or no?
I think the only one that it worked for was Fred Flintstone.
Did they have a little,
Pebbles.
They had Pebbles?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe if it's
that
a
worked
pebble.
Out for Fred and Wilma.
Yeah, I bet Wilma's really hot to get another pedal. what do you say?
There were some good episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond that involved the kids, but yeah, I can't think of one that got better. Like, yeah, the pre-kids episodes, no. After kids is when it got real hot. Like,
the worst show I can give you as an example that it died once they introduced pregnancy and children in it is Friends. Friends was built around a lifestyle that doesn't include children. And then as they matured, they wanted to make them look more responsible, not just out to have a good time every night. Let's give them some a baby. And then they did this with a baby, that with a baby. It just didn't work.
I've been informed that Jeremy announced that the babies are due in December.
Oh. Oh.
How about Christmas babies? Have
fun
with that
Christmas
one.
Babies. Wow. Well, the good thing is that the Christmas cards that they can send out would be very nice.
Sure.
And Christmas morning, of course, the first year won't matter because they'll just be born. But after that, Christmas morning, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Four kids, all. What would you do, give each of the kids the same gift?
That's a tough one because if you split it up, you have the chance that they could borrow each other's toys.
They want
but
the
knowing
other
kids, they'll still argue over it.
Yeah, well, I want the other one. I wanted the yellow one and got the red one, you know, all that stuff. Can you imagine? You got to be a referee.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
That would be tricky.
But it would be nice. If you're going to have four, I think Christmas is an ideal time to have it. Don't you agree?
I'm just thinking
you
of
don't
all the
agree.
Problems in my head.
You're laughing. You're thinking of four kids tearing things up under the tree.
Yeah. Including the tree itself.
You're
and
thinking of
the ornaments.
Christmas shopping for four children.
Four kids just starting to learn to walk. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's it.
Teething.
Look at it like that. The second Christmas, they'll be just walking. Now, that'll be interesting. The first Christmas with the tree is generic. Okay, that's cute. Okay, the second one, the interest.
I'm glad I'm out of the baby business.
Yeah, really.
You know, I've just made a decision while listening to this show.
You can get them at the drugstore. I think they're on sale.
I don't think I want kids.
Well, there's a difference between one kid and four. I mean, and the four are wonderful. It's a great gift, but it is a gift that requires a little extra attention, I'm afraid.
I can say this. I mean, the highlight of my day is when I pick the kids up and we're home together. I live for my kids, so I wouldn't trade that for the world.
See, I had a dream that I had a child that looked just like Puckett. And it ate everything in the house.
Pac-Man. Waka, waka, waka.
We will be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sorry, I got caught up talking about cars.
We are back with Beach and Company. We'll get started in a moment, but I just came up with a great idea. One of our staff members, wife, and he are expecting quads. All right, quads. Now here, it's mean of me to even chuckle. It really is. Because I'm thinking, you know what shift he works? You know how early he has to get up? He does the morning show. And what time? They start at 6, don't they?
Yeah,
I think 6 o'clock. Dad has to be at work before 6 o'clock. That means, I don't know where they live, but probably has to be up by at least 5. So that's it. With the 4 kids, and you get up at 5, you have to be super quiet because you don't want to wake up. And you got a chance of 4-1 that you're going to wake up one of the kids. And you don't want that, then all the kids wake up, so you got that. But I got an idea for a great, nice little tribute. If there's anything you would want to have to keep forever, it would be the notice of when your wife told you she was expecting quads. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, half audio, half video. The beginning of the audio shows him coming into the house. Now, what he doesn't know is her sister, we'll just say her sister, maybe her mother, is secretly videotaping this. You know what I'm talking about? And, okay, now we're seeing just the audio. Yeah, he's walking in. Look, she's got a big smile on her face. Oh, she's patting her tummy, and he's looking down. She's holding her hand up with 4 fingers and pointing to her tummy. And then we go right from that to the insurance commercial. We run the audio of the insurance company when he says, "What? What? What?" Isn't that perfect?
That would be perfect.
That would be absolutely perfect, but it's too late. Everybody knows now. But good luck.
And, good luck.
And best of luck. And,
yeah.
I don't think we'll be going bowling for maybe 30 or 40 years from now.
Sleep is going to be, say bye-bye to sleep.
But when you're buying all the extra stuff, get toothpicks to put under your eyelids because that's what you're going to need. Yeah, because they're always awake when you want to sleep and that's the way it works.
Hopefully they have extra strong coffee in the bistro.
Yeah, that would be good.
He's going to need it, some energy drinks.
Why are we enjoying this moment?
Because we're not the ones that are going to suffer.
We're bad people, that's why.
I've already gone through it.
That is, yeah. We went through it with Tony, but that's like 2 split apart by 5.
Yeah, that was easy.
So that's you learn from the second one from what you learned in the first one, and there's 5 years difference. So that's plenty of time. No intermediate reading will be necessary. That's good timing. That's great.
I just remember, when Nick was a newborn, the first 3 months was so difficult. And you really wonder, like, am I ever going to sleep again?
That's what parents say.
Yeah.
It's when you're sleep deprived, it takes away some of the goodness of being a human being.
I'm not the nicest person.
Yeah,
when I'm sleep
you
deprived.
Don't become the nicest person. You don't laugh at jokes. I mean, you're just focused on one thing, getting some sleep.
Come to think of it, I'm not the nicest person anyway.
You weren't even before Nick was born. We didn't know how to tell you that. You always thought it was him. No, it was you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
All the scenarios are running through my brain right now of what he's going to encounter. And I was like, wow.
Every salesperson is going to be licking their chops, hoping he walks in with her and the 4 children because you're not going to buy 1 of anything.
No.
You're going to buy 4 of everything. So if something even is a moderate cost, say it's $70 times 4. I mean, it's all adds up. And
school supply should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Especially if they're in different schools, they might require different things. I assume they'd be in the same school.
Yeah, that would be a safe assumption.
Whether they're in the same class in the same school, who knows? But, yeah, teachers' conference. I wonder if they get the kids mixed up. I wonder if they'll be identical. I mean, are there such a thing as identical quadruplets? I'm not sure.
I would have guessed so.
Most of the time we hear about 2.
Right.
Occasionally, no, I've never even heard of 3.
I just thought one awesome benefit, nobody's ever going to pick on just one when you have 3, especially if they're boys.
If they're all boys.
Yeah, if they're all boys, well, I got my 3 brothers here with me.
Yeah, exactly.
You sure you want to start something?
Yeah, but there can be very nice and enriching things that pop up from time to time, but they'll all be subject to getting a fair amount of sleep.
Sure.
That's it. All right. East Aurora. East Aurora, one of the most beautiful towns we have. An absolute wonderful place if you want to move there, if you don't live there already. It's a wonderful place, I assume, if you already live there. East Aurora, very, very nice. But make no mistake about it, East Aurora is very foo-foo, okay? I don't think anybody, even the person who loves East Aurora the most, will say that it isn't foo-foo. It is foo-foo. It invented foo-foo. And so we got more foo-foo last night at the East Aurora town meeting. They decided that they're going to fight crime on the level of plastic straws and stir sticks. That's what they're going to do. And so they passed a resolution or a law or whatever they might call it down in the village. And there will be there's a little time, you know, it's got a clock on it. But you will not be able to serve or, I assume, sell plastic straws or stir steps. Stir sticks. I got it. I'm the one who wrote it, and I can't even read it. So those are the things that you put in a drink and stir. That's why they're called stir sticks and plastic straws. Now, we certainly have heard different municipalities, some bigger than others, that have banned things with plastic and considering other bans with plastic take-home bags and stuff like that. But the straw thing, I think I'm asking a question, will it really help? And the reason I ask, I guess you could make a case if one plastic straw was not ingested by a fish, I guess you could say that it would help. But let's be realistic. Let's be practical about this. And let's be honest about this. There are some things, boy, if you want to hit my on button, just tell me something that I know you're just supposed to say, but you don't really mean it. Okay, I want the straight info. I want to know how you feel about it. To me, I don't think it's going to help much at all. It might help them. It might help them say, yes, we live in East Aurora. It's a beautiful town, which it is. And we've got very nice people here, which you do. And we are very strict because we care about the environment. We want to help. And that's why we're banning straws that are made of plastic and sticks that are made of wood. So, no stir sticks, no plastic either, either stir sticks or straws. So I don't think it'll help much. And the second part of my question, is it just for show? Of course it's just for show. You know, when they show these things, like here we are, we're in the middle of the Pacific and near the island of Bali. If Bali is near the Pacific, I think it is. I could be wrong. The bottom line is that's feel-good stuff. Shows that you care more than I care, blah, 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 blah. But I'm thinking if you're doing it because you really think you're helping, I think you're delusional. I think you're fooling yourself. What do you think, Tony? Is it going to really help the environment, or is it just for show?
I would say no, it's not going to help the environment. It's not going to do anything. And a lot of what you see coming out of the left is foo-foo.
Yeah. And so too much foo-foo. But Buzzy, what do you think? Is it going to help, or is it just for show?
I think it's just for show. Look at us. We're the first to do it. Inevitably, the state's going to follow suit.
Yeah, look at us. We're ahead of the curve. We care, blah, blah. Anybody that tells you how much they care, run like the wind. I will be back with more after this. It is Beach and Company. I have a couple of texts here, then we'll go to the phones. If you think of all the hurricanes that have happened in the last 20 years alone, they brought buildings, houses, cars, trucks into the ocean. What they're saying is, so a plastic straw being banned is not going to do a damn thing. So that's what it says. And I think it's one of those things you say because it's nice to say it. It's nice to be able to tell somebody how much
good.
You care. It feels really, really good. Here's another. Darien Lake has already banned plastic lids and straws. Okay, this isn't lids and straws. This is a ban on straws and stir sticks. Another says, say Swizzler. Is that easier? Swizzler stick. Well, it might be. Eliminates ice and alcohol. Winter ice all around for whatever. Okay, can't quite read that one. Mr. Beamer, you have a Facebook for us, please.
Yeah, I do. Michael says, are they also banning the plastic sleeves the paper comes in? If not, this seems like a pretty stupid and meaningless move.
The problem with paper straws is that if you have, you know, if you're getting a Pepsi or something, that's one thing. But if you're getting any kind of an ice cream soda or certainly go down to Charlaps.
And I just went by there last
did
week.
You? And try and get one of their drinks that's made of ice cream and try and get that through a paper straw. That I don't think is possible. I mean, it might be, but I don't think so.
Our friend Jack sent me a funny message. He says maybe they need to ban the resist signs that are plastered all over the houses in East Aurora. Maybe that'll save the environment.
Let's go to line one. This would be Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. I don't really like the government in any kind of way telling me what I am supposed to do to be an environmentally responsible individual. I think I could decide that on myself.
I think you're right. I think you probably, and if you do it, you're doing it for the right reason. I think when government gets involved, they try and hang a star on their forehead.
Yeah, they should have maybe some kind of contest. It's like, what's the best way that we could resolve this and have lots of people compete and have the prize be like a month worth of free movies, you know, that you could go to?
That'd be good, and actually get people involved with it. I'm sure that those who believe in it fervently, but I think a lot of them are just hangers-on. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Bill, with an honest opinion. I like that. Yeah, when you see that, you know, I want to do my part. Gag me. Just gag me. Come on, let's get honest about this, shall
we? Sandy, I care.
I care. You obviously don't care. No. Oh, man. I just...
The Earth's going to end in 12 years,
yeah, that's
know?
Right. What are we going to do? Hang around and for 12 years waiting for it? Is it going to be like Y2K again, all over again for us? Filling our bathtubs with water? The only time I want to fill my tub with water is I'm going to bathe in it. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930. East Aurora, are they doing this for real? Will it help, or is it just for show? We're back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.